So the Torah we are learning tonight is dedicated Leilui Nishmoso Yisrael Rabbi Yisrael Yitzchok Ben Reb Machol HaKoyen. I understand that the Yortzeit is today, this coming Shabbos. Ish Yanuach B'Sholom Al Meshkova. Which Yortzeit is this? For how many years ago? 42. Shenuach B'Sholom Al Meshkova. He should be a Meretz Yosef for his wonderful family, and he should only know Simchas and Naches Kol Hayomim. So today was the Sora B'Tavis, which is one of the four Tzaymes coming to commemorate various different stages of Chorban Beis Mikdashenu V'Sefertenu, a day of mourning, one of the Tzaymes of Avelus. And it is this week that we are Messiah Chumash Bereshis, so we will speak about the essence of Sifron Shel Avos. But first, we'll deal with a fascinating topic, which is one of the general sugyas. Mitzvah boy yoise mebishluchoy against hidur mitzvah. I don't think anybody will guess what shaychus does it have with the weekly parsha. Well, obviously it does. And the question is, who exactly buried Yaakov Avinu? So the Pasuk says, on one hand, Yaakov Avinu, Lifnei Moisoi, calls his son Yosef. He was one of the most powerful people in Eretz Mitzrayim, and he asks to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And Yosef comes before Paroi to get a permit to bury Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael. V'yoyim Paroi alei v'kvoyre savichu kasher ishbiyacho. V'yal Yosef, likboyer es ove, v'yal uitoi kolavdei paroi zikne beise v'chol zikne Eretz Mitzrayim, v'chol beis Yosef v'echo v'beis oviv. They all went along with Yosef, likboyer es oviv. This posuk seems to indicate that Yosef was the one that buried his father. In the continuation of the parsha, the posuk says, v'yisu oisoi bonav arzu kenan, v'yikberu oisoi b'moraz de'a mechpelu, Beloshen Rabim v'yigberu oisoi, v'yoshev Yosef Mitzrayim uhu v'echo v'kol ha'olam itoi likboyer es oviv achrei kovroi es oviv. Once again, Loshen Yochid, it's mashma that Yosef buried him. So the Gemara deals with this question, not directly with what seems to be a contradiction of the various psukim, but indirectly in Soite Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says that the brothers actually stepped aside, and the brothers said, Kvoidoi, it is the kovod of Yaakov Uvinu, it is his kovod, Kvoidoi b'malochem yoisem behedyoitois. They were all Yosef's, Yaakov Uvinu's children, and the mitzvah of kvure is incumbent upon all of them, but they are the ones that decided, Kvoidoi b'malochem yoisem behedyoitois, and therefore they, as if stepped aside and let Yosef take the major role in the kvura of Yaakov Avinu, because that was the kvod of Yaakov Avinu. And in the major discussion, which we will deal with at the second half of today's shiur, when a person has a mitzvah to perform, specifically Milas Habein, is it preferable he does it himself, if he can, or is Mechabed Odom Godel to be the Moel? What would be preferable? And this is a major machloikis between Gimel Gedoyli Olam, Shloisha Gedoyli Olam, the Shachan Choshemish Batkuf Pe Gimel, and the Tvur Shor, and the Plesi, and Yoradeus and Machov Ches. So one of the rayas that the Tvur Shor brings is actually this Gemara. The Shvotim said, Kvoidoi Mebalochem Yoisem Mebehedyoites, which proves, even though the mitzvah rests upon them, upon all of his children, but they preferred to forego their mitzvah and have Yosef perform the mitzvah, because maybe that would be defined as a mitzvah min amufchar. It is the kovod of Yaakov Avinu, kvoido b'malochem yoisem ebeidyoites, and this proves that a person is entitled not to perform his mitzvah himself if his preference is having an Odom Godel perform the mitzvah instead of him. So let us first discuss different implications of this sugya. So the Chaya Odom in Klal Samaches. Klal Samaches is a very fundamental and interesting Klal in Chaya Odom. It is the Klolei Azihirus B'mitzvahs and various different concepts, which common denominator of them all is Zihirus B'mitzvahs. And the Chaya Odom takes together, brings together from many sources in Shas, Hidda Mitzvahs, Riz Magdim Ala Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Boliyot, Chual Tachmitzeno, various different concepts, all which fit in to the general idea of Chibuv Mitzvah and Zehirus B'mitzvahs. And as Seif Zayin, he deals with the concept, the Halocha Mitzvah B'yoysim B'shluchoy, and he has a suffix which he does not decipher, he doesn't solve, he just shares the dilemma with us. What is preferable, Mitzvah B'yoysim B'shluchoy or Hidur Mitzvah? For instance, a person wants to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. He could write himself, but he doesn't have a very beautiful ksav. He could commission and pay a sofer who is far more qualified than he is, but maybe it would be better Mitzvah B'yoysim B'shluchoy. If you have a mitzvah to perform, why not do it yourself? And the Chaya Odom just shares the suffix with us and he doesn't bring any rights. A similar question, similar, but maybe different, we find in Prima Godem and Eishel Avrom Simen Tov Reish Chof Hei, dealing with the question, what would be preferable? Zizim Magdim Ala Mitzvahs or Mitzvah Bo Yoisim B'Shluchoy? Person has a mitzvah to perform and it's a choivo. And he could do the mitzvah himself, but that'll be a little later because he has other things. He cannot do it right now. He could make a shaliach. You know, we just had the Yom Tov of Chanukah last week, and this is a question I've been asked many times, Chanukah. Person is late to be home. He couldn't get away from his job. He was in a different place. So what would be preferable? Should the family wait for him till he comes home and lights the Neros Chanukah on his own? Or maybe he should call his wife and have his wife or one of the children be Madlik Ner Chanukah. And, you know, in Shuvas Shevet Halevi, he suggests and he deals with this question. And the way he presents the question is Mitzvah Bo Yoisim B'Shluchoy or Zizim Magdim Ala Mitzvahs. I do not think it is Zizim Magdim Ala Mitzvahs or Mitzvah Bo Yoisim B'Shluchoy. I think both concepts are not really relevant in this case. First of all, we're not dealing with Shlichus. Nerisha Beisoy. Each and one of the family members has the chiyuv himself. So Ner Isha Beisoy is not exactly shlichus. Shlichus is when it is my mitzvah. And I appoint a shliach who is not mechuyav in this mitzvah at all. He is just my shliach. However, by Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah rests upon all family members. And even women are not exempt from Ner Chanukah. Afen hoye b'yoseinis. On the other hand, it is far more than Zizim Magdim Ala Mitzvahs, because usually in these cases, it is him cutting home la'achar zman hadlukah, or having one of the family members be madlik ner chanukah in the proper time. But anyway, the Prima Godem suffix is mitzvah yoy, bo yoysim b'shlichoy, vice versa, Zizim Magdim Ala Mitzvahs. The Chayodem suffix is mitzvah bo yoysim b'shlichoy against hidur mitzvah. Which one would have preference? And we will deal with this question in the continuation of today's shiur, but first let's ask another shaila. Mitzvah boi yoisem mebishluchoi. Is that relevant only when we're dealing with the actual performance of a mitzvah, mitzvah mamish, guf ha-mitzvah, or even when we're dealing with hechsher mitzvah, which is in a way a ma'isa mitzvah, but is not kiyum mitzvah, so say. In many sugas, we differentiate between ma'isa mitzvah and kiyum mitzvah. I'll just give the most powerful example. Oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah is not only when you're actually engaged in the performance of a mitzvah likesha atzma, even when you're dealing with heksha mitzvah, you are potter from other mitzvahs. It is clearly the case in Sukkot Av Chof Hei, ha'hoylech, Lekabel pnei rabbi, ha'olech l'lmed Torah, potam min ha-mitzvahs, potam from mitzvah sukkah, mishu, ha'oisik mitzvah, potam min ha-sikkim, mitzvah. When he is ha'olech lekabel pnei rabbi, that is only heksha mitzvah. He is not really engaged in kiyum mitzvahs, I say. But nevertheless, potam and a mitzvah. Why is that? Because in this specific sugya, the idea is who oisik be mitzvah potam and a mitzvah. And hechsher mitzvah is also eisik a mitzvah. After all, you are engaged in the performance of a mitzvah, even though you didn't reach the stage in which you actually performed the mitzvah lekisha atzma. However, it is still defined as oisik be mitzvah. And even when a person is oisik in hechsher mitzvah, he is exempt or potter from other mitzvahs. What would be the case in which mitzvah bo yosim b'shluchu, when a person is oisik in hechsher mitzvah, would we still say it is preferable to do that yourself? B'savora, I would think, yes, why not? After all, mitzvah bo yosim b'shluchu, lefi pshuto, is an expression of chibuv mitzvah. When you really enjoy something and it is important to you and you cherish what you do it yourself and you won't send someone else to do it in your place. When you want to go to a concert and you're looking forward to that concert and you bought a ticket 6 months ago, you're not going to send a shliach instead of yourself. You want to be there and you want to enjoy and you cherish every moment you're going to be there. I could bring different examples, not only concerts, but I prefer the most parav one. When you're going to a shir, you definitely would prefer to go yourself and not send someone else, unless that someone else would do a good job in relating the shir to you and going over it. So I definitely would think that maybe this rule of mitzvah b'yosim shlichu would apply to hechsher mitzvah as well. But l'chayda that is totally in two different interpretations in the basic sugya in Kedushim Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, because the entire concept of mitzvah b'yosim shlichu is only mentioned once in the entire Shas. There are not many fundamental concepts which are mentioned only once in the entire Shas. Nowhere in Yerushalmi and only once in Bavli in Kedushim Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. And the Gemara deals with two different mitzvahs, Kiddushin and Kavod Shabbos. Preparing your Seudas Shabbos. And some of the greatest Amiroim prepared their Seudas Shabbos themselves. Their wives could have done it, you know, clean the fish and go to the store, to the market to buy, you know, food for Shabbos, and they prefer to do it themselves. Is that Hechsher Mitzvah or Mitzvah? L'cha'oire, it's Hechsher Mitzvah. Maybe it is Mitzvah, because many Achroinim argue that Kvoid Shabbos, contrary to Oynik Shabbos is Shabbos. When you eat a meal and you enjoy it, that is Oynik Shabbos, Kvoid Shabbos. Kvoid Shabbos, in its very essence, is more Erev Shabbos. What are the manifestations of Kvoid Shabbos? One is Hadlukas Ner Shabbos. The Rambam writes that Ner Shabbos is Mishum Kvoid Shabbos. Hadlukas Ner is always Erev Shabbos. Well, the Ner is Doilek Shabbos. But the mitzvah which rests upon you is Hadlukas Ner be Erev Shabbos, and that is the mitzvah of Kvoid Shabbos. So in Kedushin Mem Aleph, it seems to be obvious that buying your food and preparing your food Erev Shabbos is not only Hechsher Mitzvah, but that is the mitzvah of Kvoid Shabbos. And the other sugya in which Chazal say mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchay is Kiddushin. And when the Mishnah says, Uish mekadesh boi v'bishluchay, Uish mekadesh bo v'bishluchay, the Gemara asks, Hashta b'shluchay mekadesh boi mebayi, and the Gemara says, Komash melon mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchay. So I think a few months ago we dealt with the sugya. Did I say a shiur here about mitzvahs kiddushin? I think so. Maybe a few months ago. And I brought the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't argue, but he clearly explains that mitzvahs kiddushin is one of the tanyag mitzvahs shebetoira. It is also clear in the very first halacha of the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. So we're dealing with the mitzvahs asay. However, the Ran, in the very beginning of Perek Beis, the Masechet Kedushin, the Ran asks, mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha? What mitzvah does the woman have, does the isha have regarding Kedushin? Mele the isha is chayiv in priorvio. But the isha is exempt from mitzvahs priorvio, so why do Chazal say mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha? And the Ran explains, she really doesn't have the mitzvah of prior vio, but he cannot in any way be mekayim his mitzvah without her cooperation, and not only cooperation, but participation, active participation, and therefore it is considered as if she has this very mitzvah as well. That is the Ran's explanation. So it seems to be clear in the Ran that the concept of mitzvah bo yoisem b'shuluch applies not only when we're dealing with the mitzvah to say mamish, but also with hechsher mitzvah, because according to the Ran's understanding, by Kiddushin, what it's all about is the mitzvah of prior vir. And Kiddushin is merely a hechsher to be mekayim, the mitzvah of prior vir. So it seems to be clear in the Ran that this rule, mitzvah bo yoisem b'shulichoi, is relevant, not only when we're dealing with guf mitzvahs asay, but also when we're dealing with hechsher mitzvah. So tzorach ian be'enai, what the Matar Ephraim says in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Hei Sif Yud, the Matar Ephraim says that even though a person is about tokeya, there is no hidur or chumre to be tokeya himself, because the essence of the mitzvah is shmias kol shofar, and that is the nusach habrocha. We say lishmoya kol shofar. So if the mitzvah is shmias kol shofar, there is no mali aseira to be tokeya, and therefore you don't have to make any effort to be the Baal Tekeya if others could do the job, and we wouldn't say mitzvah bo yoisem b'shluchoi. So basically, I think the Matar Ephraim has a point, but if hechsher mitzvah, we say mitzvah bo yoisem b'shluchoi, I think that tkiyah shofar would be considered at least hechsher mitzvah. However, I don't think the Matar Ephraim has a problem with the Ran, and I'll explain why. Maybe the Ran is relevant only when all the person could do is only hechsher mitzvah, and the kiyah mitzvah is something which in no way involves his maaseh. So all a person could do in prior via as an introduction would be kiddushin, and from there on, that's a major discussion between the Menachas Chinuch and the Har Tzvi. How do we define the mitzvah of prior via? Nevertheless, I think tkiyas shofar is different because each and every person is mekayim the mitzvah when he listens to the koil shofar, and the tkiya is b'shas hashmiya. It is bad bevad. So right, there can be no shmiya if there is no tkiya. But contrary to kiddushin and its relationship to prior via, each and every one that's mekayim the mitzvah of prior via must have the hechsher mitzvah of kiddushin. But regarding tkiyah and shmiyah, it is only one person that needs to be baal tkiyah, and all the other congregants, all the other members of the community are mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimus b'shmiyosam. And therefore, it is not the same as kiddushin. But I still would feel, maybe it's not the concept of mitzvah bo yoisem b'shluchoy, but I definitely do think there would be hidur mitzvah in tkiyah as well as Shmiyah. And that is based on what I explained in Minchas Osha Moedim Chelek Aleph. I do not remember which siman, because I usually don't remember the simanim in Minchas Osha as one of my chulshes, one of my shortcomings that you have already realized. But in Chelek Aleph, Minchas Osha Moedim, in Rosh Hashanah, in a big arichas I wrote about Tkiyah Shofar, I explained that Tkiyah Shofar, the Tkiyah, would be considered Maisa Mitzvah. The Shmiyah is Kiyuma Mitzvah, but the Tekiyah is Maisa Mitzvah. So I do think, yes, there would be Hidur Mitzvah. And if a person could be the Baal Tekiyah, that would be preferable. Not necessarily based on the concept of Mitzvah Bo Yoisem B'Shluchoi, because we're not dealing with Shlichus at all. It has nothing to do with Shlichus. Contrary to Kodishin Al Yedei Shliach, here we're not dealing with Shlichus. And I do think there would be some maila and some preference if you could be the Baal Tekeya. Another discussion regarding mitzvah bo yoisem b'shluchoi, which is relevant to the posik and the sugya in which we began today's shir. So the brothers of Yosef stepped aside and they said, Kvoidoi b'malochem yoisem b'hed yoitis. So l'choyre, they should have been actively involved in the Kavur of Yankov, because it is their mitzvah, and their mitzvah rests upon all the Yorshim. And mitzvah bo yoisem b'shluchoi, but they preferred letting Yosef do the job, because that is the Kavod of Yankov Aminu. Does this rule, mitzvah bo yoisem b'shluchoi, apply to all mitzvahs or not? So the most important source dealing with this question is Tshuvas Malachor Zeruasim and Kuf Chof Ches, and he asks, most people, even great gedolim that we have known and learned from their drachim, never in their lives were mekayim mitzvah shchita. We all eat meat. We all eat chicken, but very few of us were ever mekayim the mitzvah of shechita, and it is a mitzvah to say. So we are yoitzu with the shechet. Why didn't Gedolei Yisrael pursue and learn hilcha shechita in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of shechita, mitzvah bo yoyse mebishluchoy? Even if Rosh Hashanah Tumas Amaisis, according to the Maracha Zerua, I mean, one of the basic sources of shlichus is truma, but that doesn't prove anything. All it proves is that shlichus is valid by a Rosh Hashanah Tumas Amaisis, but maybe it is preferable to be mafresh Tumas Amaisis yourself. But according to the Maracha Zerua, no, many gedolim weren't makbid. So he argues, those mitzvahs which aren't in essence avodas Elokim, but by their very understanding and interpretation, the ikar mitzvah is the result, the outcome, by those mitzvahs we do not say mitzvah boisim shluchoy. So truma and afroshes tumas amaisis, I explained in previous shiurim, are matirim and are only mitzvahs. The essence of these mitzvahs is to be matir is an avelevei v'menachai, to be matir is urtevel. By shechita it seems to be clearer. By afroshes tumas amaisis, one could argue, no, it's not only about devil. It is about the chalois of truma and maisis, because after afroshes tumas amaisis, you're still not over. Now you have mitzvah number two, and that is giving the tumas lekoyanim and the maisel leviim and maseroni laaniim. But nevertheless, Maracha Or Zeruah argues, regarding this mitzvah, there is no mitzvah bo yoyse mebishluchoy. The Achiezer, Chelek Gimel Semachof Ches Os Ted Zayin. The Achiezer says, regarding Tzedokah and Gemilas Chesodim, there is no mitzvah bo yoyse mebishluchoy. And there's no difference whether you give Tzedokah yourself or you send your check with someone else. I mean, you could send your check in the mail, and it's just as much a mitzvah as if you give the check yourself. The only maila, the only upside in giving tzedakah yourself is if you could give tzedakah with a smile. And like the Gemara says in Bava Basra Daf Yud Aleph, Anoisim Prutaloni Mizborach B'Shisha Brochas V'Hamafai Soi B'Dvorim Mizborach B'Yud Aleph. So if you could give tzedakah in a proper fashion and make the Oni feel at home and feel that he's doing you a favor, so that is the upside in giving tzedakah yourself. But it has nothing to do with mitzvah bo yoyse mebishluchoy. And I think the fundamental principle of the Achiezer is the same as the Maracha Or Zeruah, because tzedakah is all about the result. It's all about the outcome. It's not like Kriya Shema or Dalad Minim or Achilles Matzah V'Moror or Yeshiva V'Sukkah, which is in essence avoides hu kale. It is about the result. And what is important with tzedakah is that the recipient gets what he needs and that you gave from your money, and that is your Mesiras Nefesh and your sacrifice in sharing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon you with others. And therefore, it doesn't really matter who is the one that's giving the tzedakah and who is the one standing across the oni. And the idea is the same. So maybe one might argue that in Kvuras HaMeis, there is no mitzvah bo yoyse mevishlucha, but it's all about Kvod HaMeis, and it's all about the result. Kvuras HaMeis is not like lulav or sukkah or matzah. You know, at other opportunities I explained, many times we spoke about the gewaldige zgula of simchas HaMitzvah. The Rambam writes at the very end of Hilchas Lulav, "Asimcha sheyismach odem basiyas hamitzvahs avoyde gedoylihi, v'kol hamoneh atzmoy ma'avoydezu ra'uy lihi porah mimeno." And the Charedim, who was a Talmud of the Ari HaKodesh, he was a ben doyre of the Ari HaKodesh, and he writes that he heard from the Ari that the Ari said all the hasogas that he was masig is only in the merit of simchas HaMitzvah. So does Simchas HaMitzvah apply to all the mitzvahs? So, lo aleinu velo aleichem. When we bury one of our loved family members, do you have to do it b'simcha? It's a mitzvah to say. So, we would say, Mishugana, you have to understand and differentiate. Not all the mitzvahs are the same. Some mitzvahs we have to perform b'simcha. Others we need to perform b'tzar. And maybe a more striking example than Kvuras HaMeis would be the mitzvah which is incumbent upon Shliach Beis Din of Dalet Mises Beis Din. That is the mitzvah of Uvi Arto Horo Mikurbecho. So the guy that is responsible for executing this mitzvah in the name of Beis Din, he is the executioner, and you know, it is dual meaning. So he comes to his office every day, and for the past week, he didn't have any mitzvah, and he's quite sad about it. He sits in his office every day, and he says, Tillim. He finished Tillim four times in the last week because he has nothing to do. And then he arrives one Monday morning, and on the door, you know, there's a notice on the door. Today there are two skilas, one slave for three hereg, and nine chenek. And he's so happy. Well, how many mitzvahs do I have today? And he starts dancing mesumcha. So if I would be in charge, I would fire him without paying pitsuim. That is not the way you need to perform this mitzvah. When you come to your office and you have time to say Tillim, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a mitzvah one has to perform b'tzar rav, with crying and not with dancing and not with simcha. So there are different categories of mitzvahs. And when we learn the sugya of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, we need to differentiate between mitzvahs which are in their very essence avoides ukeil. And regarding these mitzvahs, we say mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. But when the essence of the mitzvah is just the result and just the outcome, then there is not necessarily the concept of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. And that is what the Malach or Zeruah means regarding Shchita, and that is what the Achiyezer means regarding Gimelis Chasodim and Tzedokah. And I think the same would apply regarding Kvuos HaMes. But the argument by Kvuos HaMes is even more powerful, because Kvuos HaMes is all about Kvoid HaMes. It is all about Kvoid HaMes. And therefore the brothers of Yosef justly argued. I mean, the mitzvah of Kvuos HaMes is about Kvoid HaMes. So the maximum kavod that we could do for our father is kavodoy b'melochem yosem b'hediyotos, and in this case of kavuras ameisa, definitely would override mitzvah boy yosem mibishluchoy. So regarding tzedakah, there is no downside in doing it yourself. Regarding shchita, there's no downside in doing it yourself. But regarding the kavura of Yaakov Avinu, the argument of the Shvotim was far more compelling and far more powerful, and they argued, Kvaidoi, that is Kvaidoi, Kvaidoi b'malochem Yosef mebehed Yoytis. So when Yosef HaTzadik, who was Mishnah Lemelech Mitzrayim, and he was revered and respected by everyone, by different nations, by different kings and different princes, and when he was metapan in the kavod of Yaakov Avinu, that was the kavod of Yaakov Avinu, and therefore that definitely would come before, would override mitzvah boy yoisem b'shluchoy. Which brings us to a very fundamental question. Is it the right thing to do when a person could do mila himself, but he prefers to be mechabed ha'odom choshuv, or any other mitzvah? So this is a major discussion. The Shach writes in Choshe Mishpot Shin Pei Gimel. Why would it be in Choshe Mishpot? Hilchas Mila is in Yoredeya. That's right. But Shin Pei Gimel and Choshe Mishpot is a monetary din, but it has to do with mitzvahs. And that is the din of Choytev Mitzvah. HaChoytev Mitzvah L'Chaver, Yitzoruch L'Shalom Lo Yesor HaZuhuvim. So one of the questions is, person had his son to be Mal, and he was Mechabed Amoyel. Somebody came along and just grabbed the child away, and he did the mila. Does he have to pay a sort of zuhuvim to mile number one? Mile number two was a stranger. His father, the father of the child, didn't even invite him, but he did the mila instead of mile number one. Does he have to pay a sort of zuhuvim? So the Shach, Shin Pei Gimel HaChoshe Mishpat, says that he saw some people that instead of doing mila themselves are mechabed others, and it's a bitul mitzvahs asay. So the lesson of the Shach seems to indicate it's not only about mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchoy, it's a bitul mitzvahs asay. And the Ktzoyis HaChoshen has a big arichas. He understands the Shach, that shlichus doesn't apply to mitzvahs milas aben. Shlichus is not relevant. And if you could do it yourself, it's bitul mitzvahs asay. I wonder, according to the Shach, if it's a bitul mitzvahs asay mamish, why does the Shach say, if the father could do it himself, why wouldn't he be mechuyev to learn how to do it himself? If that is his mitzvah to say, And if he lets someone else do it, there's a bit or mitzvah to say. So why does the Shach speak about people that could do mila themselves? And why wouldn't every potential father be mechuyev to learn hilchas mila to perform the mitzvah himself? So the Ksav Sechoshin understands the Shach. If you could be mal and you're mechabit someone else, bit or mitzvah to say. The Ramo, in Yoredein hilchas mila, brings the Or Zerua. The Or Zerua says one cannot make a shliach v'mila, and the Ramo wonders, why not? However, even if we say shlichus does apply, and a mincha sosho in Parshas Lech Lecho, I discussed this topic at great length, and my meskone is, of course, shlichus would apply. Why wouldn't shlichus apply by mitzvahs mila? But we still have to deal with question number two. Shlichus does apply, and it's not bitul mitzvahs asei. But would we say mitzvah bo yoisem mevishluchoy? So two of the greatest gedolim in the tkuf of the achronim, the Tvur Shor and the Tumim and the Plesi, argue and they reach starkly opposite opinions and definitions. The Tvur Shor argues, if a person makes a sholiach to milas aben, that is definitely not the right thing to do. And we say mitzvah bo yoisem mevishluchoy. However, if it's not merely shlichus, but he wants to be mechabed the odom choshev, that is legitimate. And that does not contradict mitzvah bo yoisem v'shluchoy. So the Tumim has a different feeling. But what seems clear from the Tvur Shor, his argument is mitzvah bo yoisem v'shluchoy is a gather of chibuv mitzvah. If you could perform the mitzvah yourself, and you send someone else to do it, that is, in a way, bizui mitzvah. If you cherish a mitzvah, do it yourself, and don't send someone else to do it. If you really love your mitzvahs, and you appreciate them, why would you send someone else? However, if my intention is not because the mitzvah isn't important to me, on the contrary, because it is important to me, I prefer to have an Adam Gadol do the mila, just like we invite the Adam Gadol to be the Sandik, the same would be regarding the Moyel, then that doesn't reflect bizui mitzvah. On the contrary, that is giving importance to the mitzvah, and therefore it is muta lechatchila. That is what the Tvur Shor argues. The place he doesn't bring the Tvur Shor, even though he was far younger than the Tvur Shor, and the place in that very same siman, in Yoredei Siman Chofches, Yoredei Siman Chofches is not Hilchas Mila, it is Dine Kisui Hadam. But regarding Kisui Hadam, the Mishnah says in Chulam Pesayin Omed Aleph, V'shofach V'chiso, Misha Shofach Hu Yechase. So therefore, this discussion, both in the Tvur Shor and places in Yoredei Siman Chofches, and the place he says, if you just machabed someone else, then we would say mitzvah bo yoisem mebishluchoy. But if you make a shliach, shlicha shalodom kemoisoy, that's okay. Why would that be okay? Well, the mitzvah, the sugya in Resh Perek Beis the Kiddushin is about shlichus. And nevertheless, the Gemara says mitzvah bo yoisem mebishluchoy. So why would the place he say that if it's shlichus, then it's okay? So let me share with you my interpretation. And this will bring us all the way back to the opening remark of today's shiur, the Chayodom. What is preferable, writing the Sefer Torah yourself or having a Sefer write the Sefer Torah with a Ksav, which is nicer? Regarding the concept mitzvah bo yoisem mebishluchoy, so in my Svorah I wrote, and I know that I'm a Yochid in this Svorah, not only chaveray, everybody. And I think I'm right. And maybe someday everybody will realize that I'm right. Maybe not. Probably not. But in my opinion, when a person is mekayem a mitzvah al yedei shaliach, he gets zero sechar. Why would he deserve schar? you went to sleep and you sent a shliach in the cold and the rain to do bedikas chametz in five houses that you have, and it took him 6 hours to do bedikas chametz, and you expect to get schar? You did nothing. When a person makes a shliach to be mekayem a mitzvah, the sgula and the schar go entirely to the shliach. So what does it mean that shlichus applies to mitzvahs? All it means is yotzo yedei chayvosoi. That's all. So my hagdora is ein shlichus bezgulo. The wire of shlichus, I don't know whether it's a pipe or a tube or a wire, whatever it is, but zgulis don't transfer. The zgula always belongs to the person that was makayim the mitzvah befoyal. The kedusha, the tahara, the zgula, the shmira, and the sachar are only to the person that did the mitzvah befoyal. The sholeach, all he has is yotzo yedei chayvosoi. He will not be punished for violating a mitzvah. No, his shliach did it. But he cannot expect any benefit from the mitzvah because he did nothing. So Rashi says in Kedusha Mem Aleph, ki yoseh gufei b'mitzvahs mekabel schar tfei, which seems to indicate if you make a shliach, you get some schar. If you do it yourself, you get more schar. So I say yes. If you made a shliach, you get schar. For what? For worrying. For looking for the shliach, for the telephone call in which you asked him to do it. And if you paid him, you're going to get schar because you paid some money. But the actual mitzvah, likesha atzma, is only for the shliach. It has nothing to do with the mishaliach. And there are different examples in Shas in which a person is yoitza, but he gets no schar. Because to me it is poshet, Keshemesh b'tzohorayim, lemando me'mitzvah sein tzichus kavona. Hatokei aleshir, person blew shofar with no intention to be makayim me'mitzvah. He just practiced, and a shofar is like a trumpet. And he has an orchestra, and he has a crazy idea of using a shofar in his orchestra. So he practiced. I knew a very famous baltekeya, and once he was in my house, just before Rosh Hashanah, and he used his shofar to play some tunes, and I was amazed that you could use a shofar to produce music. And I understood the Gemara Tekei L'Shir. So a person is Tekei L'Shir. L'mando me'mitzein tzichus kavona yotzei yedei chayvosoi. Will he get sechar? Lacha me'a ve'esim. He's going to stand in line, and when his turn comes, they're going to tell him one day after the other. So Rosh Hashanah, Tov Shein Ayin Vav, oh, you're going to get another month in Gehenna. For what? For blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And he will ask, are you crazy? For blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to get another month in Gehenna? And they say, yes, because you are Tekei L'Shir. We paskan up here at Mitzvah Sein Sichus Kavona. So you're not going to be nanash for Bitul Mitzvah Sasei. But it's a shvus. It's a shvus. Ein toki, klei zemer, klei shir, ein merakden vein betapchen. Yom Tov, Roshon is a Yom Tov. You cannot play music. But I was Yoitze Shofar. Has nothing to do. You were Yoitze Shofar, but you're getting a month in Gehenna because it's a Shavuos. You blew a horn and you made music. So the fact that he's Yoitze Dechavos, it doesn't mean he's going to get Schar. I think it's totally ridiculous to think a person is the Kei L'Shir. His Kavona was to be Oiver on a Shavuos. He had no Kavona on a Mitzvah. Why would he get Schar? Yoitze Dechavos. And the same is regarding shlichus. Kach nelani is daiti. Do I have any proof? Yes, I think so. The Rosh brings a major machloikas and rishonim coming back to mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha b'mitzvahs mila. So as the story goes in the Rosh, there was a machloikas between Rabbeinu Tam and other Balei HaTosis. A father was mechabed Moyel Aleph. Moyel Aleph comes. He's 3 minutes late. Moyer Bayes just gets up there and has mauled the child without being asked to do so. And the Rishonim have a machlokes whether Moyel Bayes has to pay Moyel Aleph, and so does Zehuvim. And most of the Rishonim paskin, and that is the shit of Rabbeinu Tam, no. Because it's not the mitzvah of Moyel Aleph. It's the mitzvah of the father. So why would Moyel Aleph expect to be paid? He didn't lose his mitzvah. But none of the Rishonim deal with the question, so why doesn't Moyel Bayes have to pay a Soros Uvim to the father? Not to Moyel Aleph. The father lost his mitzvah because Moyel Aleph was a shliach. Moyel Bayes was not a shliach. This proves, Lanias Dati, that the father is not going to get schar mitzvah anyway. He forfeited his schar when he was machabed another person in his place. So the schar for the telephone call and for the tercha, he's going to get anyway. Because he tried, he did his best, he spent time and energy, and he worried. So that schar he's going to get anyway. But from the father's point of view, it makes no difference whether Moyel Aleph did the mila Moyel Bayes, because he's not getting any schar anyway. So the discussion of Asoras Zivim is only between Moyel Aleph and Moyel Bayes. The father is not part of this discussion. Because when he sent another person to do Midas HaBen, he's out of the picture anyway. So that is my firm opinion regarding Shliches B'mitzvahs. Which brings us back to the question. So what is more important, Ziz Magdimen or Mitzvah Bo'yosim B'Shluchoy? I would say definitely Mitzvah Bo'yosim B'Shluchoy. Because Ziz Magdimen is only added value. You're Mekayim the Mitzvah. Sooner, later, but mitzvah bo'yosim b'shlichoy is far more important. And therefore, mitzvah bo'yosim b'shlichoy would come before zizin magdimen le'mitzvahs. So coming back, how? Oh. Yes, Mr. Schimmel, my dear friend. You opened an entire different sugya, which we'll have to discuss at other opportunities. So Rabbi Schimmel, he's a Marbit Stoyer and a big Talmud Chochem, asked, how does this shir fit into the context of Yisocha Zavulun? I think Yisocha Zavulun has nothing to do with mitzvahs, only with Talmud Torah. It is a concept that is limited to Talmud Torah. There is no Yisocha Zavulun regarding other mitzvahs. It's not about shlichas. It is something unique about Talmud Torah. And in Minchas Osher, the very last siman in Chumash Bereishis, I discuss Yisocha Zavulun, but there is a more advanced version in Shalas Tshuvas Minchas Osher. And what I explain there is Yisocha Zavulun is unique to Talmud Torah, and it is only by Talmud Torah because there is a mitzvah of Ogisu b'yom v'laylo. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu atu yoytzom v'atu yodei yitzlom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that is the way he planned our neshomas and our personalities. Not every person has it within his power to learn yom v'laylo. And therefore, that's the Chiddush of Yisocha Zavulun. If you can do it yourself, you could help out others, and you could support others, and supply for others to learn, and it would be considered as if you are dedicating all your time and energy and koiches to Talmud Torah. So this is unique in mitzvahs Talmud Torah. It doesn't have anything to do with shlichas by other mitzvahs. So therefore, I would say that mitzvah bo yosim b'shluchoy is more important than any other hidden mitzvah. It's more important than zizim magdimen mitzvahs. So what would I say regarding Sefer Torah? Would I say it is preferable a person writes his own Sefer Torah or maybe pay a sofer to write if the ksav is going to be nicer? I don't know. Sometimes the b'shiurim, I really admit that I don't know. So what is my suffix? L'chaira, according to everything I said up to this point, it would be far more important mitzvah bo'yosim b'shluchoy because then, no. But ksiva sefer Torah might be different because it is clear in the Rambam, when you buy a sefer Torah, you're mekayim the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. So the way I understand the Rambam, And I also explain this in Minchas Osher Chumash Devarim by the mitzvah v'yatukis v'lachemes ashiru azois. The way I understand that Rambam, essentially, mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah is not the actual ksiva, but having a sefer Torah. So if you inherited a sefer Torah, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah because you made no effort. But if you buy a sefer Torah, you are mekayim the mitzvah. So if the mitzvah is not about the actual writing, about possessing a sefer Torah, then maybe it would be more important the hidur of the actual sefer Torah and the beauty of the ksav. So
you have to buy it yourself.
Once again, you have to pay for it, but you don't have to be the one that gives the check to the sefer, which brings us back to the Achiezer. Regarding tzedakah, doesn't matter who gives the check. It's your money and you buy it. Yes. So if other people bought a sefer Torah for you, you weren't mekayem the mitzvah. That doesn't mean you need to personally give the money or make the transaction. It is bought by you. You're paying for it and you see the deal through. So regarding ksiva sefer Torah, I would say the Ovid Kamar Ovid. On one hand, in my Havona, Mitzvah Bo Yosef Meshluchoi is more central and important than all the other manifestations of Chibuv Mitzvah. Because when you do a mitzvah al yedei shliach, you actually don't have the zgula and the schar of that mitzvah. However, it depends what the essence of the mitzvah is. Regarding ksiva sefer Torah, like shchita, like tzedakah, it is all about possessing a sefer Torah and having a sefer Torah. But on the other hand, the ksiva is definitely important. It's definitely a ma'isa mitzvah. So regarding sefer Torah, I would say the Ovid Kamar Ovid or the Ovid Kamar Ovid. So when a person buys a sefer Torah, it's definitely recommendable that he writes the last oisin sefer Torah. Because when a person is mashlem a sefer Torah, it is as if he wrote the entire sefer, and that would be the compromise between having a beautiful sefer Torah and actually being mekayim the mitzvah of ksivas sefer Torah. So coming back to mitzvahs milah, how do we understand minig ha'olam that we are mechabed ha'odem choshev or a moel to do mitzvahs milah? So my response would be twofold. Not everybody could perform mitzvahs milah himself. Well, I've been a tzaddik many, many times. When I was young, one of the first times I was a tzaddik, I actually looked and I almost fainted and endangered the baby. I had to be resuscitated after the bris. Since then, I hold the baby in my arms and look up at the heavens and daven for the refuah of the baby and for many other people. I never dare to look. So some people really have difficulty in being a moel of their only child. So it has become more and more popular for fathers to actually perform the mila, not the priya. So if today, if moelim use them again, you can't cause any damage or any harm. But mal v'loy pora kilo loy mal. So if you really want to be mekayim the mitzvah yourself, you need to do the priya as well. So I think minig ha'olam is based on the simple assumption most people can't do the mitzvah on their own. And therefore the minig is to be mechabed and moyel. But I also think by pure halachic definition brings us to the question, what is the essence of mitzvahs milah? Is it the actual chituch and priya or the result? The Beis Halevi strongly argues it is all about the toitzor. V'hoisu brisi b'vsarchem lebris oylam. Every Jewish child should be chosum ba'ois bris kodesh al avrohom avinu, which once again would mean that maybe there is no mitzvah boy yoisem b'shluchoy regarding mitzvahs milah. So I would say, hanach lehem li yischoel em lo neviem em, b'nei neviem em, and we could be soimach on the minig of many, many generations, shelo kedivrei hashach, ele kedivrei haramo, and that also seems to be different ways, different interpretations. The Plesia and the Tvuah Shor both bring that the minig is that a person is mechabed and moel b'mitzvus mila. Ve'im lo neviyem hem b'nei neviyem hem, and we could definitely rely on being mechabed others to do the mila, especially if the moel would be an adam choshev. So we dealt with an interesting sugya of mitzvah b'yishem b'shluchoy against other concepts of chibuv mitzvah, hidur mitzvah, and based on the Parshas HaShavua, in which we find the Gemara Soita Yud Gimel, that the other Shvotim, Yosef's brother, says, Ze kvoidoi, kvoidi al medei melochem, yoisem al yedei etyoytis. So even though they all were mechabed Yaakov Avinu, and they all came together, but the actual kvura was al yedei Yosef, because that is kvoidoi al yedei melochem, velo al yedei etyoytis. So in this Parsha, we are Messiah Chumash Bereshis. And many times I say, when we read the last Parsha in Bereshis, I feel like a child first time leaving the house on his own, going to Cheder, and his father and mother standing next to the door, next to the window, and looking after him and waving goodbye, and hoping, you know, he'll make it on his own, and davening for him. So Sefer Bereshis is called by the Ramban Sefer Avos. It is also Sefer HaYetzir. And the Ramban says Chumash Shemois is called Sefer HaGolus VaHaGeulo. And the Ramban explains, as this Ramban appears actually at the beginning of Chumash Shemois, why is Chumash Bereshis called Sefer HaYetzir? Only a very small portion of the first parasha deals with Bryas Avoylam. So why would the entire Sefer be defined as Sefer HaYetzir? So the Ramban writes an amazing Haggadah. Masa Oves Yetzir Leboni. We are familiar with the saying, Masa Oves Siman Leboni, which would seem to indicate that everything that happened to our people throughout the ages has an emes b'Masa Oves. But the Ramban goes far beyond that. And the Ramban says, Masa Oves Yetzira Laboni, creation. And I explained many times, as we move forward in Chumash Bereshis, that was the Koyach of Oves. Kol Dibur Midibureim, Kol Inyan Meinyaneim, Kol Masa Memaseim, was not directed L'makoymoi V'shatoi, to the future of Klal Yisrael. And all we have, and all we have achieved, and all the Yisyonis that we have endured and prevailed is only Bekoichem Shalovis. Whatever happened to them happened to us. And whatever they did was directed and intended to give Shem V'Sheres, Zgula V'Tachlis L'Bnei Yisrael, L'Doi Roisei. So the Gemara says in Bava Basa Dav Kuf, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Kum V'Hisalach Ba'oretz, and when Klal Yisrael b'yemei Yeshua b'nun waged war, kibush Eretz Yisrael, it was b'koyach Avraham Avinu she'esalach ba'oretz. And not only in the days of Yeshua b'nun, in every generation. And if we return to Eretz Yisrael in our generation in a miraculous way, and we were zechut nisim v'neflois once and again and every day, it is also Bekoichem Shalovis, in their Mesidus Nefesh. And if we endured 2,000 years in Golas and we're still around, and many times I say, Bederach HaTeva, if natural history would have its course, we should be in the history books, two or three pages, next to the Roman Empire, between the Trojans and the Romans, we would have the story of the ancient Jews, the ancient Hebrews, an ancient tribe, but we're here and we're around, and that is a miracle. That is a miracle. Because mighty empires each had their moments of glory under the sun, and then they were just lost and forgotten. And we're still around, and that is a miracle. And that is the miracle, Bekoichen Shalois. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov Avinu, Al tirom radom etzlaimu, noichi ered imcho etzlaimu, Ve'onoichi alcho gam oloi. That is to pave the way for Klal Yisrael begolus. Ve'onoichi alcho gam oloi is in the end of days. And in many parashiyos on Chumas Bereishis, I always base my interpretation on this concept of the Ramban. And I think it's the only way we could fully understand and appreciate many parashiyos on Chumas Bereishis. And you all probably recall what we discussed about the brachas that Yaakov Avinu b'mirumo gets instead of Esav, and the Zohar explains those brachas were needed not for Yaakov. He had no personal benefit from those brachas. He needed those brachas for Klal Yisrael. And it is only in the koyach of those brachas that we will be zeichet to the Geula Hasidim. And if we're around, it is b'koyach shel Yaakov Avinu and Yitzchok and Avraham, but primarily Yaakov. And the Teferet Shloim and many other Sefer Chasidus explain, Yaakov tiken Arvis. Arvis is the tefillah of Lailo. And throughout Divrei HaNaviim, Lailo is always a remez legoros. Shoimer ma'am eleil. Nafshi la'ashem shoimerim laboike. Shoimerim laboike. We await. We await boike shel Moshiach. Yaakov tiken arvis. Yaakov more than the other ovis. He cared for us. In the long, dark, and terrible, frightful night. That's the koyach of Yaakov Avinu. And we hopefully are approaching Aloysa Shacha, Shacha Shel Moshiach Tzidkenu, Nafshi Lashem Mishoimerem Laboik. So let's just share with you my understanding and interpretation of the last parsha in Chumash Bereishis, Yosef and his brothers. And this is something I discussed with my Talmidim in my shul this past Shabbos and this past Thursday. When we learn the story of Yosef and his brothers with the eyes of an Amoritz, we seem to be troubled. Yosef really seems to be into it and taking revenge and tormenting his brothers once and again and again. And the Or HaChaim and many others ask, why didn't Yosef use the first opportunity he had when he was Oile LeGedula to send a message to Yaakov Avinu, I'm alive. Yosef could have imagined what Yaakov is going through. He knew that he was Yaakov's beloved son. He knew that from the Ksoinis Pasim. So why didn't he take the first opportunities to send messengers to Yaakov and say, everything is okay, I'm doing fine, please come to visit me, you will have no need for anything. No, 22 years transpired. So some of the greatest commentators say that Yosef didn't want to embarrass his brothers and didn't want to bring them to Albonis Ponim. Veli hadal v'ha'oni v'ha'koten ofer ani tachas kapas legleim. This seems so unreasonable to me. Yosef cares for the perpetuators and not for the korba, not for Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov was totally innocent, and he is suffering, tormented, and mourning for his son. Does he have to care more about the brothers that committed this terrible crime than he has to care for his father, who is in pain and suffering and mourning? The Shevotim, the brothers, will have to explain and apologize, and things will work out, so I find this unreasonable. So I never felt comfortable arguing with those great Gedolim, but I do have a big raya, because today we have the Perush HaRosh al HaTorah, and the Rosh asked this very same question. Why didn't Yosef let Yaakov Avinu know that he's alive and everything is okay? And the Rosh says, Yosef was afraid that when it will become known what the Shvotim did, they will be so embarrassed and so terrified that they will seek refuge and they'll run away. Echad ledorom v'echad letzofen, and they will be dispersed out of fright that he might take revenge, and Yaakov Avinu would have far greater tzar. So what I learned from the Rosh is, the Rosh, kedarkam shel Rishonim, with their yashas and their pashtas, the Rosh could simply say that the brothers will be embarrassed and terrified, and Yosef didn't want to do that to them. That's not what he says. Yosef cared about Yaakov. He cared less about his brothers. Not that he didn't care about them. But the danga for Yaakov Avinu definitely should override the embarrassment of his brothers. But Lani Yazdaiti, that is not enough. So the way I understand it is, the Akedas Yitzchak and the Abar Benel both have a very fundamental approach. Why does Yosef once and again torment his brothers with the Amtachis HaKesef and then with the Gavia that he planted in Binyamin's knapsack? So the Akeda and the Abar Benel both explain. Yosef wanted to bring his brothers to tshuva and to tikkun, and he knew exactly what he's striving at. So before I explain their basic approach, I want to add another idea. Those were the philosophers, the Abar Benel and the Akedas Yitzchak. To fully appreciate this parsha, we also need the Mekubolim. And it is the combination of the philosophers and the Mekubolim that really give us a more profound understanding of the Sugya and Yosef and his brothers. So as we know, Klal Yisrael pays a horrendous price for the Aveir of Mechilas Yosef. And the Medrash and the Zohar both say that Asora Haruga Malchus, 1,000 years later, the tragic demise of the 10 greatest Tanoim was because of Mechilas Yosef. 10 for 10. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the 10 giants, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Hanina ben Taradion, and they were tragically killed for Mechilas Yosef. But in the Yalkut, in the very beginning of Sefer Mishlei, we find a Medrash that in every generation there are 10 tzaddikim that die b'terem eis, young because of Mechilas Yosef. So every generation, we pay a horrendous price for Mechilas Yosef. And Yosef knows that, Baruch Kodshoi. And Yosef knows that it is his duty and his mission, lahamtik es adinim, and to bring somewhat midas arachamim and amtokas adinim for the benefit of klal yisrael ledoy roiseyem masa ovas yetzira labonim. It is not only between him and his brothers. No. It is not revenge. Definitely not. But it is not even the most positive ideal between him and his brothers. It is for Klal Yisrael. It is L'doiro Yisraelam. And he knows exactly what point he has to reach. So, somewhere in the middle of the story, the brothers sit together and they make a chashman and nefesh, and they reach the conclusion, Ashemim anachni. And they go all the way back to that fateful day in which they sold their younger brother, and they say, Beschanen oyoleinu veloy shamanu. He was crying, and we didn't hear. We didn't hear because we didn't listen. We didn't listen because we didn't care. But that is not enough. Regret is not enough. It is only when Yehuda says, Yeshevnu avdechu tachas hanar, ki avdecho orev es hanar, and when the brothers are willing to sacrifice their own lives to salvage their brother, it is only then that Yosef says, enough is enough, v'lo yuchel leisapik. So this saga was more difficult for Yosef than it was for his brothers. Yosef would be more than happy when he first sees his brothers to embrace them and hug them and kiss them and rejoice together with them. But he knows that Klal Yisrael will pay the price. No, he's not entitled to do that. He knows that for the benefit of Klal Yisrael and Doiras Olam, this is a must. And he must fulfill his duty to bring the brothers back, not only to Charoto, not only to Tshuva, but to Achava, to the essence and the real meaning of Ahavas Achim. So this is torment for Yosef more than it is for his brothers. But it is Masa Oves Yitzir Elabonim. And it is only when Yehuda says this magic line, Yeshevnu Avdechu Tachas Anar, the brothers really thought that Binyamin stole that Gevi'ah Kesef. They still didn't know how it got there. But Yehuda says, he might be to blame, but I want to sit instead of him with all that incurs. And Yehuda's willing to sacrifice his life for his younger brother. It is only then that Yosef knows, I fulfilled my duty. And I reached the point that I was striving for. And this is my shlichus min hashomayim. I fulfilled my role in caring, not only for my brothers, but for Klal Yisrael Adoides Olam. And then he says, Ani Yosef ha'oid avichai. That is the way we need to learn the entirety of Chumash Bereishis, based on the Ramban, Ma'asovas Yetzir Elabonim. And that is most important as we move into the Yemei Shoivavim, and as we start Chumash Shemoi Sefer HaGolos V'HaGa'ulo, because the only way we could really endure the Golos is believing and knowing that Netzach Yisroel Lo Yishakar, and the Oves already ensured that we will make it to the finishing line, that we will get there, that we will be zoiche to Keitz Hayamin, and we will be zoiche bekurah b'yameinu to bias Moshiach Tzidkenu. So as we say goodbye to Sifron Shel Avos, to our Oves HaKdoshim, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, beglal Avos, toshiya bonim v'sovi geulo levnei v'neihem, b'mheirov yomeinu.